It's all about your health, your wellness. Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Get healthier, get fit, eat better, have a richer quality of life. Health on the go. Staying well with Melanie Cole, MS.
You know, sometimes you get those weird pains, you know, in the vaginal area, in your pelvis, and you're not sure what those pains mean. You don't know whether they're just normal, hormonal, things moving around, womany things, or whether there's something you need to run off to the doctor for. My guest is Dr. Colleen Fitzgerald, and she's the medical director of the Chronic Pelvic Pain Program. Welcome to the show, Dr. Fitzgerald. Let's talk about why some of the reasons we might be feeling that pain and what does it mean for us?
Hi, thanks for having me. Yes, I think that we often assume that the pain is coming from our internal organs, like our uterus, like our ovaries, or our bowels. And although those things are possible, one thing that we're starting to understand is that it could be that the Kegel muscles or the Kegel muscles, we also call them the pelvic floor muscles, are part of the problem. And the more we start to investigate this and research, we're realizing that some of those vaginal pains, particularly in women who have chronic symptoms, meaning it's been going on longer than 6 months, those muscles are actually part of the issue.
Okay, so muscular pain we feel in many different ways, and people don't think of those pelvic floor muscles as being muscles. And so first thing, we feel the pain. What do you want us to do? You want us to try and do some Kegels and work on those muscles and see what happens after that?
I'm so glad you asked this question because that's our natural go-to, right? We say anything pelvic, we think do our Kegels and it'll be okay. What we know actually is that many women who have pelvic pain, it's not a problem of activating the muscles or contracting the muscles. It's actually an issue of relaxation. So sometimes when we feel these pains coming on, our go-to is to perform those Kegel or Kegel contractions and actually can make it worse. So what I would say is, don't assume that's what you should do. Actually get checked out by your doctor. It can be your gynecologist. It can be your primary care physician. It can be someone like me. I'm a physical medicine physician. And we can evaluate the muscles and help you understand if, one, it's really the problem, and two, what is the problem? It's not always just a contraction issue. It's a relaxation issue.
And then when do you go to the doctor to see if it's something like endometriosis or, you know, one of these things that could cause that pain?
Right. Yeah, I mean, I think that getting back to your point about, well, we feel this, these are muscles like other muscles. I think the problem is when we feel it vaginally, we just don't think muscle. And so I guess what I would tell all the listeners is first think that. Then, yes, please go to either your primary care physician or your gynecologist. They can do a screening exam to check those muscles, and then they can make a referral either to a pelvic floor physical therapist or to a physician like me that can further identify, well, why is there a problem with the muscles? You know, do you have endometriosis, and now the muscles are contracting in response to that endometriosis in a negative way? Or do you have low back pain or a hip issue, for example, and that's why those muscles are reacting?
Okay, so if you have that chronic tension in the pelvic floor muscles, whether it's from, you know, childbirth or whatever the issues, that it came from, it's a chronic tension. What do you do for that?
Right. Well, the mainstay of our treatment is actually what's called pelvic floor physical therapy. Now, this is a form of physical therapy where we actually do a vaginal or rectal exam to get to the muscles. So I know that kind of seems weird, but these are highly trained, usually female physical therapists that can evaluate the muscle and treat the muscle. So you would go to a physical therapist for this problem the same way that you would go to a physical therapist if you strained your back or your rotator cuff. The difference is that you have to have an internal exam in order for us to treat the muscle. Usually it would involve a course of physical therapy, maybe an hour session, 8 to 12 sessions, depending on what the issue is. And really, that is our first line of treatment. Now, we do use medications for this, which I think can be a really great way to help physical therapy work better. We can do injections to the muscles, and we can certainly do lots of other tests to really try to understand why. I mean, why are these muscles reacting the way they are? So lots of opportunity from both what we call a diagnostic and a treatment perspective.
Okay, so where do other types of treatment for this tension? I mean, you've talked about pelvic floor physical therapy, and so you know, learning how to align your pelvis, and you do the core strengthening and relaxation. What about, I've heard that there's Botox injections and trigger point things that you can do. Where does pain management come in?
Yeah, well, that's where I come in. That's where the physicians who do pain management, like me, actually come in and help the physical therapist in the work that they're doing. So typically, these injections, although they're not well studied in research, we would do them, especially if physical therapy has not been helpful. We typically don't do it as a first line, but we would do it either to aid in the progress of physical therapy or to help break the cycle of pain in order for therapy to be more effective. Botox, unfortunately, we have very few studies looking at how it can help, but we think it holds promise in terms of treatment, and hopefully we'll be doing more research to understand that down the road. But for pain, it's not yet covered by insurance for pelvic pain, and so if we do it, we have to really think through how we're going to do it, how we can get it covered, what will be the cost to the patient, and have we tried everything else prior to that?
So are there some things that we can do preventively to keep ourselves from, I mean, is there any part of nutrition? Is there any part of keeping in shape, exercise, any of these things that we can do to kind of prevent some of these things from happening?
Yes. I mean, I think that these are sort of the forgotten muscles, the pelvic floor. I think of them as the floor of the core, if you will. And I think one message I would like to is that it's not just about contracting or doing your Kegels. Make sure when you perform a contraction that you actually are doing it right. You can ask your doctor or your therapist if you're doing it right, because about 50% of us don't do it the right way. And then when you think you've got it right and you feel those muscles kind of come up and inward, make sure in between your contractions or your strengthening exercises you allow for full relaxation. So those are my two messages. One, don't forget that the pelvic floor muscles are the floor of the core. And two, make sure that you actually relax the muscles just as much as you strengthen them.
And if it is something like endometriosis, that gets diagnosed by your obstetrician or gynecologist, whoever you go to see, and then the pain that associates with that, are the treatments very much differently?
Well, there are, of course, there are different treatments for endometriosis. There are hormonal treatments, medications, injections. There are surgical options that can be good options for endometriosis. That's why I also work with the surgeons in my practice. But what we're starting to identify is that women who have endometriosis also at the same time can have pelvic floor muscle problems. And since treating the pelvic floor muscle issue is a non-surgical treatment, I encourage most women who have pelvic pain to get those muscles assessed to make sure that a non-surgical treatment may be all that you need, and to identify that first, ask your doctor for that kind of treatment, and then consider the surgical option.
And we only have a minute left, Dr. Fitzgerald, but what about like NSAIDs or ibuprofen just to kind of manage that pain on our own?
Right. So NSAIDs or ibuprofen we use when you have acute pain, right, when you have brand new pain. So if you feel this come on and it's fairly sudden, it's reasonable to use that kind of medication just like you would for another muscle strain you have that just kind of comes on suddenly, right? But this is not a good choice if you have chronic pelvic pain. We know that these types of drugs work for brand new pain, not for pain that's been going on for a long time. So we have better drugs that actually work right at the muscle level, right at the nerve level, that work way, just basically work a lot better for that kind of pain versus the brand new pain.
Well, thank you so much. That's really been great advice. Dr. Colleen Fitzgerald, Medical Director of the Chronic Pelvic Pain Program, is that at Loyola?
Yes.
At Loyola Medicine. And ladies, when you feel these pains, go and see your doctor. There's physical therapy involved. There's ways to deal with it, and you don't have to suffer in silence. You're listening to Radio MD. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks so much for listening, and stay well.